You're pretending to be something that you're not.
No, you are.
It's not an insult. It's an exposure.
I would say that a person that says they are a scientist, but yet engages in fallacious arguments such as appeal to insult, mm-hmm. is pretending to be something that they're not.
Yeah, that's just, I know you are, but what am I? Right, which you're a propagandist. This is all wordplay. If you're, if you had merit in the studies that you're talking about, they would be replicable, right? There would be enough of them that agree that a meta-analysis could be done. But right now, it's just speculative, and this is what pseudoscientists do. They cherry-pick speculative data to try to fill holes of unknowns, right? Society is an unknown with lots of holes to plug with pseudoscientific theories and propaganda. So that's what I see. You're cherry-picking a specific article or a specific study that isn't replicated or even replicable, and you're holding it out as the consensus in the field. And I don't grant that.
How is sex differences in the WSICR in Libya promoted by a load of Libyan psychologists promoting race science?
Inequality, right? We're talking about, in general, inequality, race differences being one version of inequality. But also, like, you're anti-feminist and you're also anti-immigration. So there's...
Why are you pro these things?
Say that again.
Why? You're getting quite upset. And when you start getting upset, you start interrupting me and being insulting, as you did in the last interview. It's all quite civil and pleasant. And then
you're getting triggered, my man.
You're getting triggered, my man. It's the same argument. It's like you did. You and modern eyes, you just said earlier. Why are you... What's wrong with being anti-feminist? What's wrong with these things? Why are you pro-feminist?
Why am I pro-feminist? Because I have a tacit... moral belief, my foundational understanding is that everybody has merit. It is also my foundational understanding that for the most part, minorities and people on the fringes haven't gotten the equality that they deserve. Women being part of that population, I think they deserve equality. I think that people of... Why do they deserve equality? Why do women deserve equality?
Look what it's done. Look what the feminization of society has done. We now have free speech heavily restricted. We live in a nursery school. It's a terrible
thing.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.